Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman, a Democrat from Denver, was behind the effort. She knew the odds were against her, but even before the hearing on Wednesday night, she said with her effort to repeal capital punishment, she wants to raise moral and social issues.
There are a lot of people who are willing and wanting to learn more and more about the problems with it, the challenges of it, and we need to keep that message going. I don't think we'll lose the battle because the battle is long-term.
Guzman says her view on the death penalty is personal. When she was 28, her father was robbed and then bludgeoned to death. There was no death penalty for the perpetrator. Guzman says she wanted it that way.
When that happened to my dad, I believe that I owe it to my dad's experience to do all I can to pursue a route of nonviolence.
Guzman wasn't alone. Those who supported her measure, Senate Bill 95, say death sentences are given unevenly, are inconsistent, and cost taxpayers lots of money. Tim Ricard's wife was murdered in 2012 in a Colorado prison where she worked in the bakery.
I've always lived my life trying to follow what God's rules are to the best of my ability. God says, vengeance is mine.
The death penalty is used sparingly in Colorado. Three people are currently on death row, and Republican opponents to Guzman's bill won the day in a vote that went strictly along party lines. They were convinced by arguments like those made by Dan May, the district attorney in the state's 4th Judicial District based in Colorado Springs.
There are truly evil people in this world.
May views capital punishment as a crime deterrent and says it can save lives. George Brockler of Arapahoe County agreed. He's the district attorney who prosecuted the death penalty case against Aurora Theater shooter James Holmes. In 2012, Holmes killed 12 people and injured 70 others.
Not all murders are the same. If we're going to try to seek justice, what we try to do is distinguish as much as we can one person from another.
Holmes ultimately received life in prison, but Brockler stands by his decision to seek the death penalty in the case. He says the state needs the option for those who commit the most heinous crimes.
Someone who murders children, or a judge, or a police officer, or numerous people, or tortures someone.
The last execution in Colorado was nearly 20 years ago. In recent years, convicted murderer Nathan Dunlap has been scheduled for execution. He killed three people at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant decades ago. Governor John Hickenlooper gave Dunlap an indefinite reprieve for as long as he's in office, leaving that decision in the hands of his successor. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.